Welcome to episode 13 of the Action Camera Podcast after a three-month hiatus. I hope that you're all coping well with the COVID-19 lockdown and still finding some time to use your action camera. On this week's show, we're going to talk about all the different accessories available for your action cameras. As most of you probably know, the GoPro and their mounts have pretty much become the standard fitting for most action cameras. So we will generalize and we'll look at these. If the accessory is camera specific, then I'll make a point of mentioning this. Okay, let's get right into it.
Welcome to the Action Camera Podcast, where we will bring you tips and tricks to make better videos using your action cameras. We will also review various action cameras, discuss ideas for making better videos, and offer some insight into various editing software. So sit back, relax, and listen to another episode of the Action Camera Podcast.
The single most important accessory that anyone will need is definitely a spare battery. Action cameras tend to be always-on type cameras, so the battery life isn't great. A spare, fully charged battery is a must. Or another option is a mobile battery pack that you can plug straight into your camera. I did this a few weeks ago when I was shooting a 5-hour time lapse with my Osmo Action. Action camera mounts are also super important for you to get those action shots. My personal favorites for mountain biking are the head mount and the chest mount, but there are plenty more. I have a diving mask that is a built-in GoPro mount for when I scuba dive, and you can get a bite mount for surfing or a wrist mount for skydiving or hunting. I also have a strap mount for my backpack for when I am out hiking in the bush or simply sightseeing around the city. There are bike mounts for handlebars or seat posts, or suction mounts for adding an action camera to your vehicle. And don't forget the humble selfie stick. The options are endless with a little bit of out-of-the-box thinking. Check out YouTube or Google for some interesting DIY mounts. Another must-have for an action camera is some sort of a tripod. My favorite is the flexible tripod like the GorillaPod, but I also have a short foldable tripod for shooting time-lapse. Another amazing tripod is the GoPro 3-Way, which is a camera grip with a folding arm which extends, and a tripod all in one. It's not cheap though, and will set you back over $100 Australian. If you already have a tripod or two that you use for another camera or SLR, you may also need to buy a tripod mount adapter. This little piece of plastic converts your GoPro mount into a screw mount so that you can use your action camera with your existing camera screw mounts. If you really like doing time-lapse with your action camera, consider buying yourself a mini panorama head for amazing 360-degree time-lapse shots. There are plenty available on Amazon, and you can get mechanical or remote-controlled versions. I have a DIY one that I made by sticking a GoPro mount to the top of a revolving kitchen timer, and it works perfectly. If you have an older camera or a camera without in-camera stabilization, you may consider buying a mini gimbal that will fit your camera. They make a huge difference to the stability of your photography, especially when shooting yourself walking, running, or in other action shots. Do you plan to use your camera for vlogging? Then you'll probably require an external microphone as well as a mic adapter. There are many different options for mics, and your style of vlogging will determine whether you need a shotgun type mic or a lavalier mic, which attaches to your lapel. Remember also that mic adapters are camera specific, so make sure to buy one that is compatible with your action camera. Although the current model GoPro and Osmo Actions are waterproof to around 30 feet, some other action cameras are not. Or you may be using your camera for scuba diving as discussed in my previous episode. In this case, you will need to buy a waterproof or dive case. Again, these are camera specific, so make sure that you buy the right one, else the camera may not fit in the case, or your buttons may not line up. You don't necessarily need to buy the branded version, but make sure that they are definitely waterproof before you put your camera in it and submerge the lot. It could be a very expensive leak. Of course, there are plenty of other accessories such as lights, ND filters, lens and screen protectors, camera cases, and if you own the latest GoPro 8, then don't forget the GoPro media mods that you can add on. Accessories are a personal choice and will very much depend on how and where you use your camera. Shop around on Amazon, eBay, and the many Chinese online shops such as AliExpress or Wish. Remember, you get what you pay for, so you might skimp and buy a cheap knockoff tripod, but maybe don't go with cheap for a dive housing or a suction mount for the side of your race car.
This episode's top tip.
Another really important accessory for any action camera is the memory card. As far as I'm aware, all action cameras use micro SD cards, and choosing the right one is vital. The write speed of the SD card is what determines how long it takes to save data from your camera to your micro SD card. There are three kinds of speed classifications for micro SD cards: speed class, UHS class, and video speed class. My recommendation is to buy only video speed class cards, as these are made specifically for video cameras. They come in V30, V60, or V90, with V90 being the fastest. The V30, which writes at 30 megabytes per second, is the minimum for HD videography, and I would recommend a 64 gigabyte card because of the amount of information being collected. 64 gigabytes is about an hour of 4K footage on an Osmo Action. If you use a lower speed card than the V30, you will notice dropped frames, recording errors, and lots of noise in the video. Also, make sure to purchase a well-known brand of card and not a cheap knockoff. I prefer to use SanDisk, but Lexar and Samsung also make really good micro SD cards. Well, action cameras, that's it for another episode of the Action Camera Podcast. Thanks again for listening, and if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast or follow us via your favorite app and download and listen to some of the earlier podcasts. Better still, give us a rating or write a short review on Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to get in touch, the best place is via our website at actioncamerapodcast.com and click through to the contact page. Until next time, ciao ciao.
Thanks for listening to the Action Camera Podcast. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe to our feed and leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. Also, feel free to share this podcast with any of your friends or family members who also use action cameras. Thanks again, and we look forward to having you back next time.